The Rant Network with Stuart Brisgell and David Solomon. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. You think about it, we rant about it. Listen to us live on Facebook.
You know, when they say listen to us live, I was just joking with David Solomon in Montreal. My name is Stuart Brisgell, but I said, I got a face for radio, and someone commented that I drink and I eat while we do our rants, and I'm unapologetic for this because we volunteer our time, and it's about the only time I have to put something in my mouth. So I apologize to any of those people that I insult while I eat. Today, I will go starving in respect to the complaint that I received because we've got a host of massive issues to talk about. Now, a lot of us were not born around the Vietnam War. A lot of us don't recall that conflict, other than we may remember of learning about it in history class or in the young days watching the news broadcasts of crazy people in the streets. Well, the United States has yet another, maybe what I'll describe Vietnam War, but it's a country called Afghanistan. David, I know you're charged up about this, so I'm going to be quiet and let you go.
Well, I got to tell you something, folks. Let's be clear about something. President Biden just announced the withdrawal out of Afghanistan, all the U.S. troops. I'm not against it. I think that there's a problem right now in the way the world works, that the old school philosophy of, going to a country to try to manage it, to take it over, and to try to fix the problem, like Cuba, like Vietnam, like South Korea, like so many other stories in American history, let alone all the other South American countries that they tried to get into. The reality is that times have changed and new tactics have to be taken into account. The sad part about what happened this week, or with the withdrawal of Afghanistan, was the manner in which President Biden did it. Now, let's take a step back for just a second, folks. And I mean, this is just an insanity. But Afghanistan is, in general, the happy place where people like to invade. If you think about it, the Persians, the Greeks, Arabs, the Mongols, the Sikhs, the British, the Soviets, and last America and NATO, Afghanistan is always being conquered, invaded, and what have you. Now, but here's the funny thing. I don't know if you guys remember. In 1980, the Western world boycotted the Olympics because the Soviets invaded Afghanistan in 1979. The United States went in 2001 and with NATO, in Canadian troops and whatever. And in the process, the idea was to get rid of the Taliban. Sorry, to get rid of Al-Qaeda, pardon me. And fight Taliban. 20 years, the longest war right now in American history. Thousands of deaths. And where do we get to? According to President Biden, he said he'd set up in his press conference, just not that long ago, he stressed that the United States has set up the Afghan army to defend itself, that the Biden administration helped to secure a transfer of government in that the leadership can handle it. And in one fell swoop, President Biden withdrew in a hasty manner, leaving a massive vacuum in which the Taliban has now taken over the entire country. The American troops who died there, veterans who fought there, Canadians, other NATO allies are infuriated by what's going on. If you've seen the pictures of Afghanis jumping on the airplane to try to get on there, squeezed into a sardine can of a Hercules to try to get into. I mean, guys, folks, this is scary. And why is it like Vietnam? Is because that's how the Americans got out of Vietnam in 1975. They just packed up and got the heck out of there. And in turn, let the armies that they were fighting simply take over the country without a scratch. Everything that they fought for over 20 years is dead, gone. I mean, how sad is that? Now, Stuart, here's the great part of it all, right? Finally, the media and allies are questioning how things were done. President Biden has been attacked by both parties, his allies, and even the media. He's gone on a media offensive to defend what he's done. I'm so sorry, Mr. Biden, but you don't get a pass in this case. You ripped your predecessor. Now, here's the part I have a hard time with. During President Obama's regime, he threw his allies under the bus. Israel, Saudi Arabia, not to mention God knows who else he threw under the bus in his foreign affairs to make nice with people like Iran. Beauty. The criticism towards Mr. Trump was that he alienated allies, our friends, and quote unquote weakened foreign policy for the United States. Mr. Biden comes in, brings in the Obama cronies, and repeats the same mistakes that President Obama did, again, throwing an ally under the bus. Yep. So, Stuart, two problems I have with all this. One, you just simply, now I'm not against the withdrawal, but the way you did it, thousands and thousands of deaths.
I got to jump in. First of all, the country has been taken over without a gunshot, by an organization called the Taliban, right? It's now United Arab Emirates, I forget what they called it. But you need to understand that the Taliban are internationally, condemned for their harsh interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. So this group that we allow take over hundreds of millions of dollars of U.S. assets, forget the foreign assets, is a country of people that are condemned, that we openly, nicely allowed to be taken over. Now, I have never been a fan on state building. State building is something that throughout our modern history has failed, right? Whether it's Cuba, as you mentioned, right? Whether it's messing around with parts of Soviet Union, a lot of these things have all imploded. Where the U.S. and specifically the United States has walked out. I personally, cannot blame Donald Trump for doing a calculated withdrawal that they'd like to do. In fact, the go-to line is that the Biden administration says it's the Trump's issue that he planned the withdrawal. Well, unfortunately, that news bite is failing to include that it was a calculated withdrawal over time with checks and markers and agreements of which none were there.
Structured, and not just calculated.
Structured, it's calculated.
The right transition of power and so on and so forth. Right.
So now you have a country that has all the remnants of the United States might of armed forces left behind. Hundreds of millions of dollars of buildings, billions of dollars of equipment, right? For a country that is condemned for its interpretation, right? And now we're allowing a group of people that hate United States based off of their interpretation. They hate Canada. They hate Germany, Italy, France. Well, maybe not France. France is gone. But at the end of the day, what is the point? I don't get it, David. What was the urgency of getting rid of it?
Because I get what Mr. Biden was trying to do, but in his failure and the State Department's failure was to recognize that what you were leaving behind was that vacuum. That vacuum to allow the Taliban to take over. You've created a sad humanitarian crisis. I mean, let's take a look at the people trying to get on the plane, escaping, because they know that the Taliban takes over Afghanistan, their lives are finished.
You're right. And the promises that they made are already out the window. I have already been told from people that I know from the Middle East that are of Muslim descent, that in Afghanistan, because they are liberal, they are fleeing the country in fear of already being warned that the women will be stoned, the men will be murdered,
Right.
And that's the end of that, because that's their interpretation. Now, this isn't an anti-Muslim talk. This isn't an anti-Muslim anything, because you know what? I believe most modern Western Islamic Muslim people are not in favor of this version of Sharia law. In fact, a very good friend I went to high school with is the most fun-loving, peaceful-loving guy you've ever met and is not a fan of this. So I don't know where this is going to go.
I'll tell you what the problem here is.
That Biden's in office?
That Biden had let that, you know, to blame Trump is an easy cop-out. But thankfully, the media's called him out. Liberal media especially has finally called him out on this. Fine.
Listen, calling him out so soft.
Hold on, Stuart. So yes, the liberal media has called him on this. His own party has called him on this. Other allies have called him on this. The Biden administration has to explain itself. How are they now going to help people? Now, the sad statement is, we'll help you get out now. Well, the Taliban are not letting you out. You have no more control in that area.
Yep.
You ceded your control. You blame the leadership there for failure, but you just said that they're fine. You said that this army, the 300,000, were so well trained that they're as good as any army around the world. You have a lot of explaining to do, Mr. Biden.
They are. And now they're going to take their fight up with the Western world. And all these liberal Democrats are going to have bloodshed and blood on their hands because they forget what happened on September 11th. Yes, that was a faction of the extreme Islamic movement.
Right.
And again, if you're trying to decide what level of extremism, you know, drives a plane into a building, the word is an extremist. It doesn't matter. There was an extremist by name McVeigh and blew up another government building. Anyone extreme, right? Yep. This is a whole entire sect that is condemned for the amount of extremism that they prophesize.
You know what? The millions and millions of people who are now living in Afghanistan who are hoping for a better lives just got screwed. It's a problem, man.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. The United Nations. The United Nations is going to sit back and probably.
We don't care.
And you know the best.
United Nations is a failed organization. You know what? That's the one thing actually that our former president started to do is to hold them accountable or don't give them any money.
Well,
because all they seem to do, allow people to talk.
We're not allowed to, we're not here to talk about the UN, but I think the best caricature I saw floating around was that Afghanistan will now be welcomed to the UN human rights table. And I think that that's the crazy thing is when you think of the lives that are now in jeopardy, the humanitarian thing. Mr. Biden, yes, we needed to get out of Afghanistan. 20 years, the cost of life, the dozens and thousands and thousands of lives, and all what you tried to do, it was no longer a viable war. But getting out and leaving everything dead sucks. Just sucks. What you did was devastating. And I'm holding you, sir, accountable for the deaths. Yes, this war cost, what did they say, $2 trillion. And by the time it's paid off in 2050, they're talking about $6.5 trillion over the 20-year war. It wasn't worth it. We know that this was a bad, bad situation. But the same way the Americans 40 years ago left Vietnam and left that void, you did the same thing here. And you basically desecrated the lives of the people who fought to protect America, NATO, the Western world from terrorists. Thank you, Mr. Biden, for really making the world an unsafer place.
Yep. David, this hump day is coming to an end. We got a lot to do on Friday.
You better believe it. So, folks, listen. We keep doing. We're looking at the news. We're trying to see what's going on, and we are going to attack and deal with everything. So, wait till you look. Check us out on Facebook to see what our next and all of the social media to see what our next next rant is going to be. We're going to be back here Friday noon, but we're also here Monday, Wednesday, Friday noon Eastern. Live. Listen to us afterwards on the YouTube channel. Check us out on the YouTube channel where you get your podcast. We love you. We thank you so much for listening. Share the love. We look forward to seeing you again on Friday.
See ya.